Welcome, welcome. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining this evening. We're going to go ahead real quick. I'm not going to be before you long, but God was just giving me a message, and I just want to share and just say, first, let me just say, Father God, in the almighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this day, this new day that you have given us, this new mercy, this new grace. Father, you gave us a chance to do it all over again when you said, arise, Kels, arise, Siobhan. You gave us this new day to give to you in honor of you, so that in everything that we do on this day, you get the glory. And Father, we thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining. I'm not going to be before you long, but I was just listening to the Spirit of the Lord, and I was just like, you know, I am so thankful. I am so grateful for everything that God is doing and has done in my life. And I just had this epiphany of something about myself. And, you know, I don't know how much self-help or self-maintenance that someone does, but everyone knows I try to do it anytime I get a chance, at every moment of the day. And I was watching the Mary J. documentary on Amazon, and I realized something about myself. And I was thinking about, you know, all the relationships that I have been in and gone through. And I realized that, and I'm confessing this, I realized that in those relationships, I was hanging on to those relationships because they had different attributes of my father. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
And I was just thinking like, wow, you know, I held on to so many things because this person may have reminded me something of my father or this person. And, you know, there's nothing, you know, like a father's love for his daughter. You know, it's the first man that you love. And it's the man that treats you like a man should treat you. And I realized that, and I was just like, wow. I was like, okay, Kel. Okay. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new opportunity to discover something. Every day is a new day to embrace something about yourself that you didn't know, so you can grow. Because us growing is so that we can do the kingdom work that God has purposed us for. But if we don't ever try to grow in the things that are trying to hold us captive, how can we give what we don't have? And this is what I was just doing today, you know, during my work hours. And I was just like, I want to share. I want to share with the panel. I want to share with the listeners, you know, something that I discovered with myself and encourage someone else to dig deep and realize, well, you know, maybe I have this issue or maybe I have this issue. Now, how do I get over it? Because I think last week I talked about it and God said, you can't get to my truth, your truth. And so many times, you know, we are ashamed of our truth or we don't want to repeat our truth. Or we say that we over the truth, but we still holding on to it. And I was just watching this interview with Mary J. Blige, and she made a very good point. She says, you have to embrace all of you, whether it be the drunk you, the high you, the clumsy you, whoever it is to hurt you, you have to embrace all of you. And when you can embrace all of you and all of who you are, you can go forward in that. But if you always still stuck, and I love when she said, you know, people who are still stuck in 1994, she's like, I can't be stuck in 1994. I don't want to be stuck in 2020. I want to be in 2021 getting ready to move forward. And I think sometimes in human behavior, and she was talking about forgiveness, we say we forgive, but do we really forgive? Because she brought up a good point. She said, you know, when you forgive somebody and every time that person is in your face, you got to remember you forgave them. Because she said, forgiveness don't mean reconciliation. And I was like, wow, that's deep. But that's facts. Every time that person is in front of you, if they hurt you or harmed you in any way, you got to remember you forgave them. So you can't bring up that old stuff. And I thought it was so ironic when she said she didn't come into herself until 2016, and I started chuckling to myself because 2016 was a milestone for me and my cousin, because in that moment I had taken her to a Mary J. Blige concert for her birthday. And she was talking about that. She was talking about her life in 2016. And I just chuckled because I remember my cousin and I, we were just so frustrated. She had gone through her hurt and her pain. And mm-hmm. I was still, I don't know where I was doing, trying to figure out who I was. And we had just made this declaration. We was like, okay, we are going to promise each other, we are going to allow God to teach us all things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so ironic because I remember in 1997, Mary J. Blige came out with Share My World. And I remember that was the year, because it was the year my dad died. And I loved that album. But then when my father passed away, everything just kind of went downhill for me. But then when I moved back to Columbus and I was with Greg, I picked up Mary J. again. But I picked her up in Growing Pains. And I was like, wow, I forgot how much her music helped me get through that relationship. And I had completely just blocked it out. But that's what her documentary, I'm not going to tell her story, but it was just about how many people relate to her music, how she was going through things, you know, in the eye of the public, but other people were healing through her music. And I was just like, wow. You know, God had a plan for her. He had a plan for her, and he still is working, you know, or she's still working on her plan. And it just made so much sense when she said, you know, she don't want to be stuck. And I was like, that's true. And I'm saying, I don't want to be stuck. I don't want to be stuck. And I think, you know, me and Siobhan, we talked about this, you know, a few days ago, you know, whatever happened 2 weeks ago. Okay, let's talk about what happened 2 weeks ago and let's get past it. Let's not keep being stuck in that or keep revisiting, because the only person that's really truly not moving is the person who's holding it. And that will probably be us. So, yeah, you know, Sue, what do you got to say? Earth to Sue.
Hello.
Hello.
I was on mute. Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Grace. I'm going to talk about grace. Grace is, God really showed me something about grace this weekend, or in the last few days, where in areas where he has given me grace, and then I'm getting frustrated with my daughter for doing similar stuff. And in that moment, I started asking for grace for her. Because God gave me grace for a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
And she deserves the same grace.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's all I got.
Okay.
But that's God is really just putting that on me lately, you know, not everything every day, but just he opened my eyes to that.
Okay, that's wonderful. Siobhan, mm-hmm. What do you got?
I'm with Sue on that one. Grace. It's a lot of things. I asked God to show me myself. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I've seen some stuff I really do not like. And the only thing that I can do is now ask God for the grace and mercy for another day to get it right. And when you ask God that, if you should ever decide to ask God that, if you are, be careful. Prepare yourself for what you're going to see. Because there's a lot of things that I see that God is showing me that I do not like. So now it's up to me what I'm going to do from that point on. Am I going to be an example to show that that's not how you're supposed to live and that's not how you're supposed to be? And that's what I chose to do. Okay, now let me change my behavior and modify my behavior so I can show this person that that's not how you're supposed to live. And everybody is not out to get you. And everybody is not against you. And everybody is not hating on you. And you don't need to shut out the people that are put there in place by God to help you and to lead you and to guide you and to be an example to show you what a true woman of God is. And I no longer look at things from my perspective. I try my best at every cost to look at things the way God sees them, from the perspective of above and not beneath, or even next to, all things above. Because this journey is not for the weak. This walk is not for the weak. And you have to be prepared and made up in your mind on a daily basis what you're going to do and how you're going to do and who you're going to serve. That's it.
See, wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
What you got for us tonight?
So, you know, as I sit here and listen to everybody, first, like the Mary J part, and I know you're not, you know, telling the story, but it's just amazing because it does take me back to 2016. Also take me back to when I banged my head on that wall in the concert, because it's like letting go and being free, mm-hmm. you know, because when you do have hurts, you know, some things that, you know, you were just speaking of about, you know, forgiveness. Really, what is true forgiveness? Because just like you said, when you forgive, you got to be able to look that person in the face and let it all go and still treat them the way that God treats them. And then that goes to show me about God, you know, and who we are. It's all about the kingdom. God is a spirit. We are spirit beings, which means everything that God has, we have. Everything that's in heaven, we're spiritual beings. We just live in an earthly body. Mm-hmm. So when we begin, you know, just like, you know, what you were saying, Siobhan, when you examine yourself, like you said, you got to be very careful what you ask for, because you're going to start seeing things. But when you begin to see yourself as God sees you, then you'll begin to understand that everything God is good. Everything God has, you have access to. It's all about a mind. It's all about your mind and what it is that you perceive. When you know that you kingdom and that you are spiritual and that you know that you're made of God and basically you're just here on this earthly realm, you have access to everything that God is because we are made of him. And right now, you know, I feel you. I understand because I'm examining myself. What I'm examining is like, Lord, I asked you back in 2016 to teach me and guide me. And what he's taught me is like, be careful of the wiles of Satan, because he does come to kill, steal, and to destroy in every area over your life. But God also showed me, I've purposed you as a heavenly being, which means you're made of me. I made you for the purpose for my glory. Understand your authority and who you are, and you move forward in kingdom living and not earthly living. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard at times because we are here every day, you know, and we question ourselves on this area of our life and this area of our life. And God said, I purposed you so that you can feel these things, because the one whom I sent, which was my son, died for you. So the same things that you going through, he did it. You know, he did it so that you can be free. And we get so stuck because Satan just likes to deal with our mind and have us thinking things. And it's just a thought. And God showed me my life. And this is where he started. He said, you know, I made you. I'm love. So I allowed you to love. I've allowed you to have good relationships. And I've allowed you to have bad relationships. But through it all, your love for me is greater. So he showed me that. He also showed me, and it's like, just like Jesus being tempted. He's like, the most thing that Satan tempted Jesus with when he was out there, when he was fasting, was his mind. Because he was saying, all you got to do is bow to me and you can have this, a battlefield of the mind. So God is saying, we are going to be tempted, because Jesus was tempted, but because we're made of him, we got the victory. And yes, there are tests, there are trials, and there are tribulations. And each has its period of length. But God said, because you are made of me, your reward is great when you pass every one of them. So that's all I got. I just want to share, you know, it's everything is about him, because we are just spirits. And as soon as we can understand that we are kingdom, just like Paul said, it's nothing but a light affliction.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. That, I mean, it's awesome. And again, I didn't have anything set up for tonight, but truth, I just woke up and I was just watching this interview, and I heard God said, start the podcast. And I'm like, okay. And it's just like, what he's saying is, there's many things, but I'm saying at the top of my list for me. And if anybody has those things that are at the top of their list, they can share. But the things at the top of my list to get through this journey, number one is faith. You gotta have faith. You gotta have the faith. You have to have the faith that what God said will be. Second, you gotta believe. You got to truly believe, no matter how hard it is, you have to believe. And there are times where, again, we may not understand what God is doing. You know, I didn't understand, you know, why God took my father from this earth until he showed me that I needed you more. And he knew that I needed you more. And, you know, I questioned it because I'm like, okay, you took my dad. How come you didn't take my mom? Because I was a daddy's girl, and that's my truth. That's where I was. Mm-hmm. But going down and growing up, I see some things where, you know, of why, you know, he took my dad, because it would have been easy for me. It would have been easy. I would have been able to escape any situation I wanted to. That's facts. Because I was a daddy's girl, and I know my daddy gonna take care of me. So I would have learned the hard way. I would have learned the easy way. And the ministry wouldn't have been birthed. Mm-hmm. So you got to believe that what God is doing is doing. And you have to trust in the process. Because a lot of times we don't trust the process. A lot of times we think we know the process better than God. And lastly, we have to be mindful and speak life and not death in everything that we do. Even when it doesn't look like that it's life, we still have to speak. We still have to speak light to it. Because the one scripture that always stands out to me, when God says, when that one sheep is lost, do you go and get them? Do you go and get them? Or do you allow them to wander? And it's a choice. Mm-hmm. It's a choice. Because God has the ultimate plan. Mm-hmm. And when he told Abram, when he told Abram before he became Abraham, he said, you're going to be the fathers of many nations. He didn't say when it was going to happen. He didn't tell him how it was going to happen. But no, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that those are the things that I keep near and dear to my heart to get me through this journey. Anybody else have anything else they want to share?
I do. I wanted to piggyback off of what you were saying, you know, about being a daddy's girl, because I know that all too well. But one thing, as you were speaking, the Lord had showed me is that God, the God we serve, is a jealous God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, your dad was everything to you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who knows you and your dad, two peas in a pod.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could do no wrong. I mean, straight up.
Trust, I could do some wrong, but we did it inside the house. We did it in the house, not outside.
But regardless of the fact, he covered you. Mm-hmm. No matter what it was, he was there. And it goes to show that's the type of God that we serve, because he said, even though I took your earthly father, your heavenly father is always here. And he said the same thing to me when I had to leave my dad. It was hard for me to come to California. As much as I love my sister, I did not want to leave my dad, because if anybody knows my dad, we love to sing. We love to cut up. That was the hardest thing for me to do. But when God brought me here, God brought me here so that I could grow in him and get that relationship with him. And yes, I was kicking through the pricks. It ain't been a cakewalk, you know, and that's okay, because there's things that I had to learn that God had to teach me. But through it all, one thing I'm just learning more and more is about his unconditional love that he has for us. And I mean, when it's so unconditional that when you can go in prayer because you're confused, because you're angry, because you don't even know what to do or what to say, his arms are so wide open and he's there to listen. And when you can just get at the throne and you can just begin to pray, and then you can quote Romans 8 and say, Holy Spirit, take over, because I don't even know what I need to be praying for. And when you get near the throne and your spirit just connects through Jesus Christ to the Father, I'm telling y'all, the glory, his glory, and just like Sue said, his grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. And that is something that he is just working with me. I don't say much. Right now he has me in a place where it's about him. Because if it wasn't for him, y'all, trust me when I tell you, I would have lost with the things that I'm going through right now. But I counted it all joy because I'm standing in one, faith, and in two, I believe, and three, I trust the process of what he's doing, and the outcome is a victory and reward, because it's for his glory. He will get the glory out of this. Okay, I'm done. Sorry, y'all, about to go in.
Don't ever cut the spirit off. That's not what
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. God, I thank Lord, I thank you. Glory to God. I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for your presence.
Glory.
Yes, and it is Rukana, not at all, and it is Rupandira cana.
Come
into me, Akarere Rubushandi. Come to me. Yeshi coronated a roboshande, Yantir roboshande, Akarada roboshande. Cast all your cares upon me, and the roboshande, Akarada roboshande, Econo norende akana, Yantir roboshande. Trust me, daughters. Trust me. Yeshi coronated a roboshande, Akarada roboshande. I am the way, the truth, and the light. Yeshi kanururu andi akarararubu shande. Deriru andi akarararubu shande. Ekanararubu shande. Just trust in me. Thus says the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father.
God.
We thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
We
thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, ladies, so much for just joining, and so we can just come in and allow God to use us. We pray that when this goes across the airwaves, that someone is compelled to seek God. And to know that not all hope is gone. That their Heavenly Father has something for them. And to remember, you know, to have faith, to believe, to trust the process, and to speak light. Because he says in his word, death and life is the power of the tongue. And there are times in our human behavior, we'll speak the negative before we speak the positive. He said, but I am the I am. He is the creator of the creator. He is all of that. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. And no matter what you may be going through, God cares. God knows. All you got to do is just trust him. Just trust him. And that's all we got to do is just trust him. Team Wonderful, take us out.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you for gathering together in your presence, oh God. Father, you are just wonderful. Holy Spirit, we just love you. Jesus Christ, we just love you. And we thank you for your visitation, oh God. We thank you each and every day, oh God, for your love and for your grace and your mercy that you give to all men. Hallelujah. Father, as we leave this place, but never your presence, God, we just say thank you, we love you, and we magnify your precious and holy name.
Yes, Lord.
In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Love you all to life. Have a great day when tomorrow comes and do what thus says the Lord, because God gets the glory in all that we do.
Yes, God.
The Lord. Amen. Yes, love you, ladies.
Love you.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.